I will now comment on some of the words and trop of Kriyas Shema. Hashem Echod. The trop under Hashem's name is Emer Echo, which is a Ta'am Mishores. So theoretically, it should have gone together with the word Echod. However, there is a Pesik over there, and when there is a Pesik, that line, it indicates that there should be a slight pause, even though it is after the Mercha, which is a Ta'am Mishores. The next Pasuk, Bechol Levavecha. The words Bechol Levavecha are attached with a Makof. The small line is called a Makof. When we have small words, many times, instead of receiving a trop on the first word, it loses its trop and is attached to the next word. The two words are considered like one word and should be said together as one word. However, here, since the word Bechol ends with a Lamed and Levavecha begins with a Lamed, we must be careful, and the halach is to leave a space, revach bein hadevekim. So we say, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha. So even though they are attached, we still must make sure that we are expressing both letters, lamed. Next pasuk, asher anoichi mitzavecha. The trop on top of the shin of asher is a kadmo. A kadmo is a mishores. Therefore, the word asher leads straight into the word anoichi, which is attached to mitzavecha. So all three words go together. There are actually two mishoresim for the severe, which is under the word mitzavecha. A kadmo appears on top of the letter which is to be accented. If this kadmo, which is on top of the shin, would have been on top of the resh at the end of the word, and only on the end of the word, you will know that it is not a kadmo. Instead, it would be a pashto. We will speak more about this. The next pasuk, b'shivtecha b'veisecha. On top of the word b'veisecha, we have two trop on top of the word, one on the cha and one on the saf. This trop is a pashto. The set position of a pashto is on the last letter of the word. We just said before that the set position of a kadmo is on top of the letter which is to be accented. However, in this word, there are two. The reason being, the one on the cho identifies the trop as a pashto, which is a mafsik, and the one on the saf indicates that that is where the main accent is, b'veisecha, and that's why there are two. If there would be only one on the cha ending, you would know it is a pashta. If there would be only one on top of the saf, you would know it is a kadma. However, where there are two, they are both pashtoim. One to show the set position that it is a pashta, and the one before it to show where the main accent is. Uvashach Becha is a tipcha, which is a mafsik. We are going to speak about the word Uvashach Becha because it is a unique word. There is a meseg after the vav. The question is whether we say Uvashach Becha or Uvashach Becha. We will speak more about that when I speak next week on the topic of Shiva Merachef and Tenua Kala. Okay, now we go on to Pasuk Yudalid, which is V'osavta Digonecha. I just want to point out over here that when two words are connected in trop, we know that Osafto has a zokeif, which goes together with digonecha. In such cases, where the last letter, the last tenua of a word has a to ending, or a cho ending, or an aleph hey vav yud, it will affect the next word. The word digonecha should have had a dogesh kal in the dalid from the rule of beget kefes. However, there is no dogesh in the dalid, since the previous word has a ta'am mishoreis, and the ta ending had the power to pull out the dogesh kal. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'choro af Hashem. The word v'choro has a kadmo on top of the resh. The set position is on the resh. That is the definition of a kadmo, on top of the letter which is to be accented. Had this been a pashto, it would have been on top of the hay. In the same pasuk, the word hashomayim, you see there are two pashtoim. The one on top of the mem, which indicates it is a pashto, and the one on the mem that indicates the main accent. The words va'avadtem mehera, va'avadtem munach mehera rivi'i, they go together. However, we must be careful, even though they go together, we must separate the two letters mem and not swallow the mem. Va'avadtem mehera. Pasuk Yud Ches, Visamtem, there is a Pashto on the Mem, which is a Mafsik. In the same Pasuk, Ukshartem is a Kadmo. A Kadmo always, a Kadmo precedes a Mapach. So the fact that you see Oysom having a Mapach, you know that Ukshartem is a Kadmo, because that is the pattern. We do not have Pashto, Mapach, Pashto. We have Kadmo, Mapach, Pashto. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, Lema'an, that is a Kadmo on top of the Mem. Al Ho'adomo. Al is a Ta'am Mafsik. This is a Yisiv. Al Ho'adomo. We do not say the two words together. The yisiv always appears before the first letter of the word, whereas a mapach is always underneath the letter which is to be accented. In the same pasuk, asher is a kadmo.